Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, once again, you can catch up on Old War of the Roses, Dirty Works, Phone Scams, and all that on the Odyssey app. All the podcasts are up there if you want to check them out as we welcome Anna to the show. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
We're putting Tim to the test.
Okay, and who is Tim?
Tim is a guy I started dating last year. It kind of started as a one-night thing. We met at a wedding, and by the end of the night, we ended up in the same room.
Ah, I see. And I'm assuming in the same bed, in the same room, or?
Of course, yes.
Okay.
And we both got along great, and we started dating from that night.
Oh, so, okay, so in this particular case, the whole ready, fire, aim strategy actually worked for you.
Yeah, I mean, we saw each other a couple times a week, and we spent the whole Christmas break together and everything, and then they started to slow down a bit, and now they're, like, really, really slow.
Okay, so the fire is dimming a bit. Did you see him on New Year's?
Yes, I did. We spent the night together.
Of course you did, you little tramp. No, okay, so you spent New Year's together, but now it's like that period right after the bachelor season ends and you've kind of come back to real life and now the excitement is worn off.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me it hasn't. It just seems like it has for him. I don't know if I said something or I did something or we met somebody else. I'm not sure. I do know that he ran into his ex over the break while we were hanging out and he seemed kind of upset about it.
I gotcha. So it could be maybe he's having second thoughts now, or maybe there's somebody else, maybe. Or maybe he just has a super short cuffing season schedule, you know? Like, maybe he literally just wanted somebody for the holidays, and that's it.
Well, I mean, I wonder if he made any kind of New Year's resolution to be single or start his life over in any way.
That could be another thing, yeah. Well, either way, running a little War of the Roses on this guy will definitely give us some kind of picture of what's going on. I mean, if there's another shark in the pool here, we're going to find out. So, all right, before we do this, Anna, I have to make sure you're okay with us putting all this on the air.
Yes, it's fine with me.
Okay.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with a Tim, please.
This is Tim.
Morning, Tim. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling you today was to let you know that we started a new promotion this year where every month we draw the names of random Visa users and we reward those people with a little prize as a way to say, you know, thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners, so congrats!
Wait, who is this?
My name is Tracy. I'm with the Visa Rewards Program.
And you said I won something?
Yes, yes you did. Do you have a few minutes so I can tell you about the prize?
Is this some type of, like, scam, or...?
No, not a scam at all. We just wanted to reward more of our customers, so we started a new program, and every time you use your Visa debit or credit card, you're entered in a drawing, and we pick a bunch of winners, and you were one of our winners this month.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. So what did I win?
So the prize this month is flowers, which means you won a really nice bouquet of long-stemmed red roses. And the reason I called you is because a lot of the men who won, you know, of course, didn't want the flowers, but they asked if we could send them to their wives or girlfriends instead. So is that something you'd like us to do with your flowers, or did you want us to send them, like, directly to you?
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's flowers then?
Yes, roses, but they're so pretty, very romantic. So if there's a special woman in your life, this would definitely get you some bonus points. Trust me.
That's probably not the best option for me right now. I wouldn't say I've got somebody like that.
No special person in your life?
Not really. I mean, I have an ex who won't respond to me and the stalker who won't leave me alone.
Oh, God. That's terrible. Well, maybe the flowers might be a way to get your ex's attention, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I seriously doubt it. She's still mad at me because, well, I cheated on her with the stalker girl, and now I'm stuck with an ex who hates me, and this other girl, she won't stop texting me and calling me.
Well, that's not a good way to start the new year, is it?
Not really. I mean, I guess you can still send me the flowers. I'll just give them to my mom or something.
Okay, so you want us to send the flowers to you then?
Yeah, you can just send them to me.
Okay, well, we already have your address on file here, so I'll put that in, and you should expect the flowers in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, cool, thanks.
Yeah, and I hope your love life gets better soon.
Thanks a lot, me too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Been with this girlfriend when you guys happened? Did you have any idea about this girl?
I had no idea whatsoever.
Okay. But listen, it sounds like they're broken up, though. I mean, so he is single. It doesn't sound like there's anybody else, so that's good, I guess.
Yeah, but he considers me to be a stalker, which is total bullshit. I'm not the one who calls and texts all the time. He is. He's the one who asked me to come over, not the other way around.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know what, then? The next time he calls or texts you to come over, just ignore it or say, you're starting to text me too much, and I feel like you're becoming a stalker or something.
Yeah, turn the tables on this guy.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.